My name is Chris Daly, and I'm the creator of Striptease at stripteasecomic.com, and you're listening to the Webcomics Beacon.
Now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
Excellent. Well,
okay.
this is episode 44 of the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com. I am your host, Fess of fessandernst.com, and as almost always, the lovely Tanya of betapone.com.
Hello, hello.
And as more often, the lovely Aaron of tivocomic.com.
Which will today be played by guest Transformer Bumblebee, I guess.
And this week, we have a couple of special guests with us as we talk about the Ten Commandments of webcomic production, as well as White Lightning Productions. That is right. If you have children listening to this podcast and they're not 13, that means they didn't ask you permission to be online. Secondly, if you are offended by the Tepron pornography for some of you people out there, especially in comic form, be warned that we will be later talking about adult content webcomics.
Dun, dun, dun.
And with us to talk about the Ten Commandments of webcomic production is Chris Overstreet of WLPComics.com.
Nice to be here.
Nice
welcome. And in addition, we have
you can call
Ben?
Me R1 or Ben Rodriguez.
Ben Rodriguez of you're the artist, correct, of Peter is the Wolf?
You are correct, sir.
Excellent. Peter is the Wolf is also on White Lightning Productions. So, awesome. Everyone, welcome to the show.
Yay.
Thanks for having me today, Fess. It's nice to be here.
I'm going to get you in the news portion of the show where I'm going to... Yeah. Anyway.
Nice.
All right, let's move right into it. A few years ago... And my voice is cracking. Okay. A few years ago, Chris Overstreet typed up the Ten Commandments of Webcomic Production. Chris, can you tell us a little bit about, before we go into the ten, can you tell us a little bit about how you decided to come up with these?
At the time, I was falling out of love with one of the webcomics I read on a regular basis. And in order to justify why I was deciding to... Either not, I forget the exact details at the moment. It was a Live Journal post. You know how transitory those are as far as the person is concerned. And I decided, okay, well, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this properly. I'm going to sit down and decide what is a good or a bad thing for webcomics, and then I'm going to show how this comic is doing several things I'm not happy with. And I sat down and I wrote, and I made the list started getting longer and longer, and finally I decided, well, I'm going to go ahead and take this to 10 and make it 10 Commandments, complete with fake King James Version dialogue.
Yes.
Because if you're going to do something, you've got to do it properly.
Indeed. And we're going to go over the original 10 today. We're going to see if Chris has any updates or modifications or even additional commandments by the time we're done with this. Well, let's just get right into it. The first one, thou shalt have a regular update schedule. It mattereth not it be daily, M to F, or once per week. So long as thine readers know when and where to look for the comic, thou shalt remember this schedule and keep it holy, or inform thy readers why.
Yeah.
pretty self-explanatory.
Yes, they're... To explain why I started off with that, there are two models for a webcomic. Either a business model, which means someday you intend to make money off of it, or a fun model, which means you're doing it for your own self-gratification. But in either case, the goal is pretty much the same. More readers. More readers regularly.
Right.
And if you're going to have regular readers, you need to have a regular comic. because after a certain point, people are not going to want to put up with the hassle of figuring out whether or not you've done anything new lately.
Right. That's very important.
One of the comics that I follow that runs into this problem a lot is El Guna Shive, Dan Shive's main webcomic.
Yeah.
Hi, Dan.
Yeah.
Which, Dan, if you're listening, I ask you please one thing. Only apologize once when you miss a deadline. Once you miss a deadline, we know. We get it. Don't keep apologizing. Just let us know when you've got around to actually getting through your writer's block.
He's been updating the other stuff, too. So the stuff's still, you know, he's been updating the El Guna Shive newspaper thing. So there's at least a little something coming up. But yes. Yeah, definitely.
Yes, it's good that he tries to parallel process like that. And it's creators, very handy thing about writer's block. It have multiple projects at the same time. That means if you get stuck on something, you can go work on something else, and hopefully when you come back, the writer's block has gone away or you figured something else out.
Right.
Yeah.
Though from experience, I will say not to have too many because you will fry on every single one of them and not update for 6 months.
Well, at least one of
yeah.
them. One of the more bizarre things I try to do, at least for fun, is on my live journal, it's been pretty much just goofy stuff, and I'm doing routine motivational posters now, so.
Nice.
Yeah, you can always just recycle some of your artwork from a previous strip if you don't have anything for that week, and boom, motivational poster, or some other kind of, or turn one panel into, like, one of those 4chan meme images or something.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yes, he did that one too many times, and for a while I was getting back at him using early Peter is the Wolf panels for motivators.
Nice.
Especially making fun of his early love affair with Dot Tones.
All right, let's move on to the second one, Double I. Thou shalt put the most recent page or strip of your comic on thy front page above the scroll so that people mayest know that thou have updated.
This isn't just a webcomic thing. This is a internet thing in general. If yeah. you have a website, we've got your URL or we've got Google. We know where we're going. We don't need a page, which is nothing but, hi, you have reached xsite.com. Yay for us. Click here to actually get to some content.
Right. Nobody. Who uses a splash page anymore that's that simple?
Too many people.
Yeah.
One sad. Is too many people.
Yeah.
Or just having that huge, like, scroll of all these little updates or whatever, or some notes, or explain, or even worse, explaining the joke or something before you get to the actual page.
Oh, geez.
There's huge blocks of text before the actual update.
Of course, this is a little bit outdated because I wrote this before RSS started really catching on.
Right.
RSS feeds, if you're willing to put up with it, or if you've got an automated way of doing it, RSS is your friend.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I hate RSS. I make a website for people to visit the site, damn it.
Well, you can put a link in an RSS feed as well. You don't.
That's
have
all
to
I do. I just yep. say, I updated. Go to the site. Damn it.
Yeah, the RSS feeds that I use are all, hey, the site's updated, go to it, and that's all.
Okay.
It doesn't
right.
say, oh, this is the only thing you ever wanted to see from the website. Never mind linking to us ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah, my advertisers won't mind at all.
Yeah.
Yes, but that can be controlled by the person running the website, so there's no excuse there.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, I want to make a quick addition to this. Everybody out there, you are not Penny Arcade.
Yeah.
We don't care about your news post on the homepage. We just bookmark the page that holds your comic. At least most of us. So
yeah.
we know not to go to the homepage anymore. We know just to bookmark your comic page.
Yeah, that's
so don't put anything important.
I don't actually read Penny Arcade for two reasons. That's one of them. And the other is that out here in the deep woods of East Texas on dial-up, I can't get a page of Penny Arcade to finish loading.
Yeah, it's pretty
because
large.
There's 10 gazillion gamer geeks all looking at the page at the same time.
Yeah. But there's a difference. You know, they have they have connections to civilization and bandwidth.
Yeah.
No, yes, not dial-up. A wire in a tin can is what I've got.
And it's hard to force Penny Arcade through the string. I understand.
I couldn't do that. I look at like 100 comics a day, so.
But to get back to there is a personal exception to the ones I follow, and you can also write this in under one. Cheshire Crossing, which is a which is done not as a periodical webcomic, but as an issue-by-issue webcomic that comes out on an irregular basis.
Okay.
You go to the website, CheshireCrossing.net, and then you look. Then it gives you links to the current issue and to the back issues. Right now it's on issue 4, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that that is an exception is because of Rule 10, which we will get to at the end of the list, obviously.
All right. Well, we'll move on to number 3 then. Triple I, thou shalt have a cover page, which people must click through. What?
Thou shalt not have a cover page.
Shalt not. Okay. Thou shalt not have a cover page, which people must click through to thy comic, to find thy comic, save if thou hast naughty bits on thine artwork, in which case thou hadst damned well better have a screener page
to... He's not like a friggin' pirate. Just read the title.
To allow visitors to opt out, lest ye find yourself hauled to ye old goal.
Gale.
See, I don't even know how to speak.
I can't take it anymore.
Arg, it is no longer talking like a pirate, Dave.
If you're going to try and talk like God, it's best to do your best James Mason. But then people will think you're a Brit tranny.
Yeah, but see, there's a God I could believe in.
I still prefer Bill Cosby. Noah, how long can you tread water?
Eddie Izzard will be my God.
This kind of relates to the second one, too.
Yeah, 3 and 2 are very closely linked, yes. Except that 3 is very near and dear to our hearts at White Lightning because we are justifiably paranoid of the FBI.
And
okay.
There's all sorts of, like, you know, there's all sorts of, like, you know, moralizing groups out there online that are just waiting for something. And don't leave yourself from people like that, you know, from crazy fundy groups or, you know, crazy, you know, feminist groups or whatever, you know, extremists of any sort.
Let's specify for those listening, crazy feminist groups, not feminist groups, crazy feminist groups.
And this time I didn't say it.
The far right and the far left are always going to be killing everybody in the middle's good time.
Right. Bastards.
Yeah, That's Pat Robertson and Phyllis Schlafly working together to kill your fun.
Oh, jeez.
You know, I'm dangerously close to Colorado Springs. You can feel the force from here.
but yeah, there are. But that's also a problem too. Is that there's a lot of web comics that are, you know, that deal with adult themes or will have at times gratuitous nudity and stuff, and they don't. They don't warn the casual browser.
Right.
Which...
Surprise!
Boobies!
Yay!
It's the internet.
Well,
you can't go anywhere.
Walked by. You're fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have occasionally, I've gotten a little email letting me know that one of my comics was not work appropriate. And
one?
Yeah. There was one.
Yeah.
The rest is language.
Okay.
But,
get a better job.
Yeah.
Why are you browsing at work? Get back to work, damn it.
That's right. But, it's just because I have no idea what's appropriate in a social setting ever. But I have
anyway,
no idea.
Moving on to 4 at this point, I think.
Okay.
Yes.
Number 4. Thou shalt have a means of navigating the older strips in thy comic aside from scrolling backwards at one time. At a time.
One at a time.
Mm. One at a time.
And I'm talking to you, Kane Spot and Comic Genesis.
Mm-hmm. Archives
because,
that aren't dates.
Yeah, you've got 1 month of calendar format, and you've got the back scroll button, and that is all. No, thank you. Especially not when somebody's saying, oh, do you remember that comic from 3 years ago on such and such. It was so funny, and John McCain just reminded me, you got to look. Okay, call me back Wednesday. So to find it.
Yeah.
Of course, that is if people in Comic Genesis are just taking advantage or semi-advantage of the automation system without actually creating their own individual pages, which they can do if they're not lazy.
Yeah.
And aside from the archives thing, Comic Genesis is a good deal, and there are several other free hosting sites. And there's an item on this list that's coming up soon, which will deal with that. But okay. To get it back to archives, the model that White Lightning used goes to a Something Positive's archive system, where every page is individually listed with annual separate pages for go here for 2004 strips or 2005 strips, etc., which makes, as a general rule, looking for a page a lot easier and faster.
Especially when we break up the story in different story arcs or chapters. So you get your chapter head and then...
I'm seeing this as more popular these days to do that. Although maybe they not have a number, but they at least have a title of the strip itself. Each individual strip separated into each story arc or chapter.
And White Lightning does either one, either a page number or a strip title, depending on which comic it is.
Right.
And also, like, if you're talking about something like Super Fogies or something different comics where they're based off of the comic book format other than the daily strip, that makes a lot of sense right off the bat.
Right.
I'm sorry, did you say Super Phobia or Super Megatopia?
Super Fogies, I was trying to mention. They were on the gig cast.
It's a webcomic of superheroes when they're in the retirement home.
Valhalla.
Ah.
Pretty cool, actually. Olds.
I might have to look that one up.
Yeah, it's you probably would like that. It's got like a cool old school goodness feel to it, and with an updated zing or something. I don't know how to say it.
And now's a good time to get into it because big things are going to be happening soon.
All right, let's move on to number 5. If thou doest commissions or special messages in place of a comic update, thou shalt not maintain these artworks in the same archive as thy comic, where they shall break up the story. Verily, this is what separate gallery pages are for.
I had a very specific creator in mind with this one, and his name is Ralph Hayes Jr.
Oh, we're just calling him out on this.
Well, Ralph does several webcomics. The one that I actually liked enough to where I was a fan for a while was Tales of the Quester, which is a fantasy comic. Unfortunately, when you're reading back through the archives, every commission he did for a fan would be in the archives if you're scrolling through it like you had to do with it was King Space at the time.
Right.
Well, you'd hit it, and it would break up the story. Or if he had a special message for some reason, it would hit it and break up the story.
Right.
And you couldn't skip it. It was very annoying. The reason that I stopped reading it was one of his special messages that popped up on all his web pages at the same time, in which he said that basically he felt like a failure because his web comics, although entertaining, were not serving his missionary message. He is very fundamentalist Christian.
Huh.
And so he basically told his readers that if he wasn't indoctrinating his readership to Christ and the right-wing message, then he wasn't doing his job.
Oh, jeez.
That was a big slap in my face.
Yeah, that wouldn't have worked for me either.
And I dropped all the comics that I was reading of his like a hot potato at that point, and the only reason I went back today was to make sure, yes, he's still doing them and a lot more besides.
Well, there's nothing wrong with having a belief or standpoint, but when you start being preachy or trying to be underhanded or I guess,
well,
too
that,
righteous
that's exactly
for
the thing. I felt like he was trying to trick me into turning over to his point of view.
Right.
Now
unless this was some kind of massive troll, but.
I think it comes down to no one wants to feel like someone else's goal.
Yeah, that's good.
But he has the right to do that, and I didn't put it down as one of the Ten Commandments in any way.
Right.
Instead, I just stuck with keep the story in the story section, keep the pinups in the pinup section.
Yeah.
And everybody will be happy. Maybe.
Yeah. On the same topic, I would probably also like to say, if you do have a goal, something like that, put it in the abouts page so that people, you know, you're on the same level with people, and you might even find some other people that are actually, you know, keen on what you're doing or into that too, and you might even find more of a feedback audience with
right.
people that you're actually trying to connect with. So, yeah, secretly or underhandedly, not good. Out up front, it makes you look like a better person. You're honest. It doesn't look like you're being deceptive or anything. But also, would this count for gag-a-day strips, which maybe the updates or the art, you know, either kind of relate a little bit? But, you know, gag-a-day, they don't really relate to a story much anyway.
Because most gag-a-day strips do not have an ongoing story arc in them.
Right.
At most, they have theme riffs, like... one of our adult webcomics, The Misadventures of Chi-Chi-Chan, does between 8 and 16 strip riffs on certain subjects.
Right.
And some of which I can actually talk about in this podcast. But well, that's for later.
Yeah, well, that's for later. All right, moving on to, let's see how much time we got here. We're good. We're good for number 6, if it's not going to go too long.
Do you want to hear what a listener has to say or something?
Oh, they saying something?
Yeah, a listener to the show just said, wanted me to bring up that there's pretty much anyone that does a webcomic that doesn't have some kind of angle.
Probably true.
I don't have an angle.
Well,
your personal opinions are still part of your strip, and I think that's going to be for everyone. But it is an extra step to come out and say, these are my personal opinions, and my goal in life is to make them your personal opinions.
The only thing I'm trying to do is trying to make a furry comic that doesn't turn into Yiff or some crap, you know.
There are subtler ways to, you know, get a message out. One of the things that I hate about a lot of movies is when the director is not getting up on a soapbox, but instead picking up the soapbox and beating you over the head with
it. Jeez. Oh, that like that
tomorrow,
freaking movie. What was that movie with Will Smith and the zombies things?
Oh, I Am Legend.
I Am Legend. It's like I actually kind of cheered a little bit inside when he says there is no God, you know, just because she seemed so delusional. But then at the end of the movie, it's like they open up the door and the first thing you see is that damn church, and it's like, okay, what was this? The whole movie, some sort of Christian propaganda, something or other? I was so pissed off at the end of that movie.
We're gonna get such mail.
Not sure, because by that point, the Scientologists started to get their hooks into Will Smith. But
yeah, he gave out those little free readings to all of the people on set. The little emotion readings.
I don't get it.
I'd say on the opposite end of the spectrum than that, and one that was actually more clearly explicit, would be something like The Life of David Gale, which was so obviously anti-death penalty that it was ridiculous. That actually, you know, goes into a huge plot, you know.
Right.
Anyway, moving on to 6, I think.
Actually, we got to take a pause here for a quick break, and then when we come back, we're gonna finish off the other 5.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the hotline for thegeekmedia.com. If you are a fan of social media, podcasts, machinima, video games, or music, please press the number 1 and someone will be with you soon. If
you are not prepared,
please dial 0 and an operator will be with you shortly. Thank you again for calling thegeekmedia.com's customer service hotline. And please remember, we're always available 24/7 at www.thegeekmedia.com.
we're back. We had a little pep talk during break. I'm going to try to upload that to TalkShoot if it cooperates with us as extra content for later on. We are back with Chris Overstreet of White Lightning Productions, as well as in the background, we also have Bar One, artist of Peter is the Wolf from White Lightning Productions. And we're talking about the Ten Commandments of webcomic production as written by Chris Overstreet some years ago. We are now to number six. Number six. If thy strip hast regular cast and a regular story, thou shalt have a cast page or other such resource on thy site so that thy readers mayest know what ye hell be goingest on.
No.
Oh, jeez. I cannot speak that way.
And there are so many webcomics that don't do this. And since I wrote this, it's gotten even easier than before. Because now there are freeware wiki kits. Build your own Wikipedia for your own stuff. And then, if you don't want to fool with it, let your fans keep it up. Safe work.
I'm guilty. I've done it. I suck.
Didn't you used to have a cast page?
I did once upon a time, and then I redid the site, and I'm like, well, I'll redo the cast page, you know, because things had changed.
Just crop their images from some strip and write something up.
I know. I should.
I've actually been adding up to my cast, so that's good.
It especially becomes handy if there's a character that that was part of a story arc and then you went away from that story or whatever, and then a year later or like 6 months or a year later, this character comes back. And if there's a bunch of new readers, if you added like several, hundred or several thousand new readers that might not have all been through every single one of the archives, they're going to say, who's this character? Why do they all know him or her?
Upsy Square falls down on this a lot. They have a huge cast, most of whom you don't see very often.
Yeah.
And if you don't follow the comic every bloody Monday through Friday, you're not going to be able to tell them apart half the time.
Yeah.
But there is no resource on the Wopsy Square site that gives you any way of catching up besides going back through the individual strips.
Fans of Wopsy Square, make a Wopsy Wiki.
Wopsy Wiki.
I don't have time for the Wopsy Wiki. Somebody else make the Wopsy Wiki.
Wopsy Wiki, Wopsy Wiki, Wopsy Wiki, Wopsy Wiki.
I just like Wopsy Wiki.
That is good.
There's got to be a balance when you're doing the cast page to not give away major plot points. I guess, kind of be ambiguous, right? I mean, because I know with my comic and with the webcomic Ardra, which I work on, I had to readjust some things to not reveal the endings of plots.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Anakin becomes Darth Vader.
Yeah, like right there in the first one.
I didn't see that movie yet, you bastard.
Aww.
How would I ever know that without seeing the movie?
Yeah, so right there in the cast page, that would have been a bad description. Anakin Skywalker, who later becomes Darth Vader, and then just go on into the description, would be bad.
Yeah.
Brevity.
All right, moving on to number seven. Thy website shalt not break thy readers' browsers. Yeest, learnest ye HTML, and keep it simple.
And thank goodness you don't see many webcomics breaking this one anymore. But it used to be you saw it quite a bit.
And the thing is you got a lot of people wanted to the latest gadgets and whatever, or use the latest widgets to make their site, not realizing, you're not going to have just a bunch of people in major population centers in North America doing this. I mean, you're going to have European readers with a webcomic. You're going to have readers in Asia, Africa, Australia, everywhere, where internet can be a little bit more difficult to get or.
They're using ancient browsers. If you go to netmechanic.com, they actually have a tool that you can use to test your site in almost every browser known to man. So you'll know not only how it looks, but if aspects of your page break.
So where's I got to ask you guys, where's some of the more remote areas you guys have heard from back with your webcomics, or you've had friends who also do webcomics here back from?
White Lightning does have at least one Russian fan who is not a spammer.
Nice. That
rare
is good.
As those are, yes. There is one. Our mail order has shipped as far away as Dubai. And we have a couple of real hardcore fans in Australia, and of course Canada, U.S., Mexico, all around here.
I know Peter's the Wolf has at least one. I met one guy at Anthrocon a while back who mentioned he was a fan of the comic, and he was reading it. He started reading it while he was stationed on a military base in Korea.
Cool.
Nice. So that's the power of the web, guys. I mean, you literally have the entire world.
At your fingertips.
you never know how far away whatever you're writing as a webcomic story is going to relate to somebody or is going to entertain somebody. That's cool.
Right.
Yeah.
And what really gives me heart that Washington is not yet done is White Lightning files our websites with adult browsers. We program the websites to trick common screening programs. So usually the library, you won't be able to get through to any of the White Lightning websites.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And certainly not on a government computer, except for the military.
Nice.
Military gets their porn.
Good <That's> deal.
<awesome.
laughs>
They need
military
it.
Military needs their porn. That's, yeah.
Wait a minute. The military gets porn and the DMV does not. That explains the angry.
It does.
DMV
that does explain it.
Moving on. Okay. Number 8. Thou shalt not pretend that Yahoo Groups, Live Journal, Deviant Art, etc. pages constitute a proper site for thine comics. Yea, I say unto you, web hosting is cheap, and free hosting options abound on proper sites. Begrudge ye not the time and expense.
It is a pain in the fundament to have to scroll through archives and back pages on LiveJournal and Yahoo Groups, and especially DeviantArt, which is so bandwidth intensive that even cable modems choke on it sometimes.
Yeah. Right.
There's a lot of people that still use blog sites.
Blogger.
MySpace is
rampant. Blogger. Yeah,
MySpace.
So
people still use
blogs. Some blogs are not bad about that. Some blogs will work. But LiveJournal usually doesn't work well. Yahoo Groups really don't work well. And DeviantArt, please, no.
I won't read a comic if it's on Blogger, period.
They're nice places to advertise, you know, your main webcomic. I mean, you can put in your LiveJournal, oh, updated the comic, here's the link. And you can also use, you know, DeviantArt or SheezyArt or Yaoi Gallery or Fur Affinity, depending on what kind of comic you got. You can put all your all those commissions and all those side pieces. If you don't want to do the separate gallery if you don't want to do a separate gallery section, put them over on those additional galleries, and you might attract more readers through that.
Yeah.
Or better yet, put them every place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called promotion. Nobody's going to do it but you.
Saturate.
Right.
And it is possible to do successful webcomics with nothing but the sites I just mentioned. For example, I Hearth Darth, which is one of the sweetest and silliest Star Wars fan comics I've ever seen, was solely LiveJournal based.
Oh,
and, of course, Bleedman, who started out with the Powerpuff Girls doujinshi and has moved on to even more elaborate fan comics, got his start on DeviantArt.
Right. You know, panty shots of little girls, no, whatever works for you.
Yeah.
but again, that goes back to Rule 10, which we are working our way toward.
Right. And real quick, I want to mention some free webcomic hosting sites, drunkduck.com, comicgenesis.com. You can make an application for it to try to get hosted on Zephyr.net, and of course the Rampage Network, which the webcomic beacon is currently hosted on. There's also Webcomics Nation, Comic Dish, and Smack Jeeves. Check those out, and as for those last three, make sure you know what you're doing to make a nice looking page, because I really don't like their default setup. But that's another story.
or get a friend who knows enough HTML to update it for you. That's what Lightning does.
Right. And there's always Comic Press.
Yeah.
But then again, maybe that's another subject completely.
And tying back to three, I think Drunk Dud is one of the few, large hosters that have their own separated rating system too, to keep, you know, kids from getting on the adult section of an adult-oriented webcomic.
Yeah, Drunk Duck is actually pretty good. If a little simple, but at least it's simple, but still moderately looks nice. So,
moving it's that on, first line of defense, yeah.
Yeah, moving on to number 9. Thou shalt treat thine readership with respect and politeness, lest the blessings of the donations button be withheld.
Yeah, I do not have much sympathy for the drama queens of the internet. And whenever I think about this applied to webcomics, there are two names that jump immediately to mind. I haven't heard much about Bobby Crosby lately, but that's because I don't do the Keen Space form.
Yeah.
And the other one, which you can't avoid no matter how hard you try, is Scott Kurtz of PvP.
I wasn't going to say it because I figured you would.
I do avoid him.
There's a lot of arguments surrounding him personally. I had the opportunity to meet him at Comic-Con, and I was actually kind of afraid to, just because of, like, the internet presence. Yeah.
Right.
Yes, I actually once posted a criticism about Scott to my personal live journal, and he had a reply posted within 30 minutes, and I am almost certain he does not read my live journal on any regular basis. The man does not just attract passively drama, he speaks it out and instigates it.
Hmm.
And if you keep doing that sort, or even worse yet, if you keep pissing off your... Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, you can,
yeah,
say,
you can say pissing.
If you keep seriously annoying your readers, in short order, you're not going to have any readers.
I don't know. It sounds like if you piss off some web comicers, you might end up getting some traffic.
Well, unfortunately, one of the things is, I think Yahtzee mentioned this in his webcomics, you know, his webcomics essay.
Gaming webcomics essay, yes.
Yeah. About how drama seems to be the mortar that holds the webcomics foundation together. And basically, after a while, are people honestly reading your comic, or are they just coming to visit to see the monkey dancing, flinging its own poo?
Right.
That's excellent visual right there.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I dislike flinging poo. You never do get your hands clean for a week afterwards.
No, you really
bring gloves.
Don't.
Yeah, let's see here. And this is, of course, while the meaning of this of number 9 is a bit different than focusing on the donations portion, because I know some people will bring that up. But still, other than that, it would also, you know, affect other things, not just if you're actually going to get any money. But of course, these are the 10 commandments of webcomic production, not just creation, but
it's an incentive for you to behave.
Right. And now we got number 10.
Big one.
Big one. Let me read through this to see if there's any crazy words. Okay.
Now let me go ahead and read it for you.
Fine, you take it.
If ye keepest not any or all of these commandments, I through IX, then thou shalt produce artwork, stories, jokes, tragedies, or whatever thy comic may contain of such a quality that people will readest it anyway. Verily, I say unto you, it had better kicketh it the ass.
Amen.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And yes, some of the comics that I mentioned up above get a pass from me because you can flunk 1 through 9, and if you hit 10, you're still good. But the more of the other ones that you fail on, the more 10 has to apply before the readers are going to say, the hell with it, I don't have time in my life for this.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Quality is always going to be your final exam. It's a good 70% of your grade. So, if you've got the quality, it's still pass.
If your comic is really good, people will put up with a lot to get it.
Right, mm-hmm. Zebra Girl, which updates, maybe once a year now.
Sometimes.
Or something.
Yeah, I don't know if it does.
Freaking stunning comic. Cool characters and story, but give me more than once every 2 or 3 months. Anyway, did you have anything more important to say?
We were just wrapping up item 10. The better your comic is, the more you can flub on the other 9 commandments.
Right.
we're kind of mentioning some insanely good webcomics that kind of have irregular schedules or other site irregularities and whatnot in their format.
Right.
I was about to mention Gone with a Blast Wave, which I mean, those pages look like they're freaking painted, and it's just amazing, right? And a hilarious story too.
Well, that's one Ben likes, and I'm not too fond of. Interestingly, one of my favorite comics is one that a lot of people might say flunks 10, but hits the other 9 almost spot on, and that's Arthur, King of Time and Space by Paul Gadlowski. He's strip comics and partly geometric shaped triangle comics drawn on MS Paint for when he doesn't have time to do a sketch and scan it. But he's been doing a gag comic retelling in real time of the Arthurian mythos, 25-year plan, and he's currently into about the 6th year of it, I think.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
It has its high points, but it's usually very good, and with only a couple of exceptions, he's maybe made 2 updates in the past 6 years daily.
Crazy. And he gets money from this, right? He has it worked out.
No advertising, no money, no nothing. This is work of labor of love for him.
Wow. I am impressed then. I don't know if I like the comic at all, but I'm still impressed.
It's ArthurKingOfTimeAndSpace.com.
All right, we'll get that in the show notes.
No spaces, no under slashes. It's all one long stream.
What the hell was that? Did you see a spider?
Someone stabbed him. What happens?
Ben?
No, really, someone stabbed him. He's gone.
Ah!
What?
What's that?
Hello?
I just I scrolled over something and got a bunch of crazy audio out of nowhere.
Okay. quit derailing the show.
As far as the other comics, some of which do and some of which don't flunk, some of them. As far as the big names, the ones that I follow, Questionable Content is pretty much the only webcomic that I will reload 6 or 7 times to get the whole page through dial-up, because I think it's that good.
I love
it. So that, for me and me personally, that one flunks the It Shall Not Break Your Web Browser, but I forgive it because eventually it works and it's worth it.
And you're on dial-up, so you don't really count. So
nice.
I'm one of the unfortunate 11% plebeian masses who are still on 50. Well, not even 54K. I mean, out here in the woods, a good connection for me is over 30K.
Oh, jeez. I remember those days, and they were painful. But
on the other hand, when Hurricane Ike came through here, I was able to get online with my laptop with no problems.
Okay.
Try doing that with a cable modem.
Wait, you have a laptop that still uses the phone jack? Wow.
It was free.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, we're going to...
And also a few other shout-outs. Schlock Mercenary.
Okay.
We're carrying their books on our web store. Very fine. Howard's a very fine guy. Real Life Comics, Free Fall at freefall.persia.com.
Oh, yeah.
Air's new comic with Chris Daly at punchandpie.net. Girl Genius, cannot skip them. Something positive we mentioned. And a blog comic, which is, if you're a Doctor Who fan, Rich's Comics blog at comics.shipsinker.com is currently running The Ten Doctors, which is an absolute hoot for any real Doctor Who fan.
It is, and I don't even know that much about Doctor Who, and I'm enjoying the story.
Oh, same here. I just recently got into Doctor Who.
Yeah, I need to fire up the BitTorrents and start at the beginning, I think, so.
Nice.
But let's move on. We're going to have to break this up a little bit and talk a little bit more about it when we get to the news, but let's move on to White Lightning Productions, which is at WLPComics.com.
Spelled correctly. Comics.
Spelled correctly, yes. comics.com?
Yeah, it's spelled right. It's not like COMIX or...
You got what I'm going at.
Or C0MICK.
Yeah, it's not leets. Yeah. It's English. It's comics.
And it is adult content, so be warned. And there's plenty of warnings on there, so...
Not all of it is adult content, but
no.
A greater portion, yeah.
Yeah. And since we have Ben here, one of the webcomics on there is Peter is the Wolf. Ben, plug in.
Peter is the Wolf is a one of the rare kind of lycanthropy-centered webcomics. Unusual feature is that while there is an adult side to it, we actually have a general audience side and an adults-only side, and at times it means we actually do branching story arcs.
Hmm. Ah.
Yes, we just closed up one of those branches with the last regular update. Unfortunately, I just late last night figured out how to get to the next page. So as soon as this is done, I've got to sit down and write up a few pages of script for Ben to get onto.
Awesome.
Thankfully, we have filler for this coming weekend, which is going to be very helpful for a certain shirt printer of ours who got hit by Hurricane Ike pretty bad.
Oh.
Well.
But yes, Peter is the Wolf is White Lightning's most popular webcomic, and I like to sum it up in three words: werewolf sex comedy. And bear in mind that you do not need the hardcore to have a sex comedy.
Yeah.
It's I like to bill it as think of it as an American werewolf in American Pie.
Nice. That actually works very well. Yeah. I've actually never read the G version, so I didn't notice that
it's not G. It's not G. Oh, it's PG-13.
PG-13. Well, I never read the PG-13 version, so I didn't know that they were.
Oh, yeah. Well, what we're doing now is on the adults-only page, you only have to click on the adults-only page if you want to read that side, but you also get both pages. There's the PG-13 page and the NC-17 page on the same pages.
Yeah, now if we have a split, you go to the adults-only site, you get both pages. You go to the general side, you only get the general page. And we've gone back into the archives and brought those up to date so that it works.
Shows how long it's been since I've been there. I'm a bad comic person.
You're a bad girl.
Yeah, that's a different story altogether. I've learned that.
Speaking of bad girls, let's talk about some of the other content. I want to talk about. Let's talk about the Milkmaid.
Yay!
We have two.
Yeah.
Milkmaid was White Lightning's first comic project, print comic back in 1998 was when we first began work on it. And the first issue was published in December 1998. Shortly after which, the artist went on to do another project, and we were searching for a new artist for 6 years before we got the second issue out.
Wow!
Yeah.
And the sales on the second issue after all that time is what made the Magnificent Milkmaid into a webcomic. Because paper is expensive, electrons are cheap. And then there's Chocolate Milkmaid, which was created by a friend of mine at the time as a spinoff, and I said, okay, go to it. And after a while, real life caught up with him to where he couldn't draw it anymore. But so he wrote it, and we had an artist from Italy drawing it for a while. Then we had another artist pick up on it this spring, just in time for his day job to promote him to a managerial position and virtually destroy his creativity.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, which is also kind of the other thing. I really love Devor's stuff, the Italian artist. The couple of stories that he was in on are some of the better ones that we've had. I mean,
yes, not to give too much away, lest we warp and twist the minds and souls of all the children.
No, go ahead and do it.
Well, I'll just say the two major story arcs that Evor was involved with. One was based off of the song "Android Woman," a parody of Aerosmith's kind of guitar stylings by the Consortium of Genius or the COG. And the other
Genius.com, go visit.
And the other one was the other one featured leprechauns.
Yes,
nice.
Leprechauns captive in a frat house. The leprechauns had extorted from the leprechaun, the frat boys had extorted 3 wishes per frat member, 24 total, and at the start of the story, they'd only used up 2.
And in so comes
our heroine to basically get their lower brains to do thinking, and that plus the wishes, I think you can imagine just how kinky things get.
It got really loony.
And if you can't imagine, go to WOPComics.com, go to the adult side, rummage around, and eventually your mind will be broken.
It's been pre-imagined for you.
But in both cases, you've got sexual magical girls. Milkmaid ran afoul of the town mad scientist, who is such an incompetent that until recently he had a second job as assistant lunch lady at the local high school.
Oh, jeez. You guys haven't really described so much about what the character is about. I don't know if you're soft stepping it. Essentially, we got a very busty superhero, and with Busty and Milkmaid, I guess put the two together, and you can kind of guess where things are going with this. So if you're a fan of that, that would describe a little bit more of the content, which we're not talking about specifically.
Yeah. I guess we are kind of like avoiding actually talking about the main
There's no reason now. To sidestep it. I've been on the show since the beginning, and no one's.
And I loved your appearance on the gig cast.
Oh, yes, good. This is us dancing around the gutter, trying not to fall in.
Yeah,
but the gutter's it's so warm.
Oh, jeez. We're going to take a quick break right now, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about White Lightning Productions, and then we're going to have to do our news, so stay tuned.
Cool.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at webcomicbeacon.com/live.
Byron at stripfight.org, bringing you the weekly ringside update. The winner of round 176, Volcano, went to Aaron of chainsawcomics.com. Aaron battled with Tim and came out on top. This week, our competitors are fighting to find out just who is round 177, the strongest man in the world. Zach feels the pain. John gets his wish. Tim gets sanctioned, and Aaron's search continues. We have four contenders entered this round. Go and vote for your favorite strip. The next round, 178, Wales, The Untold Story, still has a few days left before the deadline on October 6th. Get those entries in. Stripfight.org. May the best comic win.
And now, Mark Savory with a webcomic review.
Adult webcomics. Not particularly my forte, as I don't really read any of them. So, I don't think I can give you a proper webcomic review. So, just for this week, I thought I'd turn the reins over to a friend of mine who can tell you all about them. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Slick Smooth. Take it away, Slick.
Slick Smooth here, baby. So you want to know about adult webcomics, huh? Well, the important thing to being successful with adult webcomics is to plan well. You can't just jump right in with wang and titties. It's not like the porno movies where the hot pizza delivery person stops by and next thing you know they're all naked getting it on with extra cheese. No way! Because a comic is a visual medium that you read. Ain't no baseline here, baby. You even have to read the moans. No, a webcomic's more like real sex, where you work up to things. So you've gotta have a story. It pays off to have some kind of story to tie things together. Then you get to the wang and titties. And the payoff is more worth it. And you get more out of it, baby. Well, let's check out this here comic. This one's got a story, and that makes it work. It's Peter is the Wolf by Benjamin Rodriguez at White Lightning. Peter is a part-time werewolf, and one night he makes out with his girlfriend, not knowing that it would turn her into a werewolf-tress. So according to werewolf law, that makes him responsible for what she does. And when she turns into a werewolf-tress, what does she want to do but get it on with Peter the Werewolf? So you get some furry-on-furry sex action. And you'd think Peter would be all for it on account of this is one werewolf who's also a horned dog. But the trouble is, even though Peter has some serious equipment, the werewolf-tress is like 12 feet tall with ginormous titties that almost suffocate the poor guy. I mean, these things are so huge they could have moons orbiting around them, they're that big. So he's always in trouble on account of his horny werewolf-tress. And it's a fun story. Hey, what are you doing? You people listening out there, get those hands back up on that keyboard. Both them hands. Don't tell me you were just playing with your mouse just now. Don't you spend enough money on screen cleaner already? Get them hands on that keyboard. Well, let's look at another comic. Oh, yeah. Well, now check this out. Pawn by Frederick Anderson at pawn.se. This one's about a girl who likes demons. Girl demons, to be exact. So she goes into a labyrinth and challenges one. She wins a game of chess, and every time she kisses the big lady demon, she turns into a hot demon chick. It's love at first sight, but the girl has to get the demon chick out of the labyrinth before they can speak of love, or nothing will work out. There promises to be some hot girl on hot demon chick action before long, and this one takes a comedic approach as well. So it's a fun time whether you're into demon chicks or not. And speaking of demon chicks, let's not forget Dragon Fest by Lucky Pan over at Slipshine. This guy goes out to slay him a dragon, but when he finds one, she turns out to be a hot-ass babalicious hottie. Well, naturally he starts thinking with his wang instead of his sword, and they start getting it on. Little does he know that demon chicks mate for life, so he's stuck. Come on, man! Everyone knows you've got to wear some armor on that thing, or you'll catch a case of the dragon clap. Well, you gotta pay to see the rest of this one, so get you a subscription over there and see what this bold knight does with his lance and stuff like that. Well, that's all for me. This action is hot, and your old friend Slick is heading on home.
Thanks, Slick. I'm Mark Savrian. Until we meet again, take care.
For more from Mark, visit autumnlake.com.
Ta-da! Here we are. Boom.
All right. Well, we are pressed for time. I guess I didn't expect this to go for so long. I don't know what's like some of the big hitters, but if you want to go through a few of them and do a quick synopsis of most of them and maybe touch a little bit more on what you like, you, Chris and Ben, you take it from here.
Well, okay.
Let's go ahead. Let's figure out which one of us is going to talk first.
You, Chris, you're the boss.
Okay. Peter is the Wolf, we pretty much covered. A werewolf comic, I described it in one ad as werewolves, angst-free porn optional. The Magnificent Milkmaid and the sequel/spinoff The Chocolate Milkmaid, both of which are, whereas Peter is the Wolf is plot with sex, there are sex with plot comics. The Misadventures of Chi-Chi Chan, which is a gag strip in which the main character Chi-Chi Chan is a former children's anime star who made the horrible career decision to have puberty, and it hit her in only two places.
Yeah.
So So she's had to bail out from the anime industry, and she's dividing her time between doing odd jobs at White Lightning and starring in feeble anime parodies, the most recent of which was Tenchi Muyo. And the other one that I refer to in passing is Stellar, which is done by a She-Hulk fan from England called The Manic. Stellar is basically turns into a muscular, shapely Amazon superhero with clothing destroying consequences, as you might well imagine.
One thing I'd add about Chi-Chi-Chan is there have been two artists on that. The first artist was Dave Menard, and now we have Zell Harris, aka Dark Zell, who does it. And both artists have a really cute drawing styles that fit the theme of the comic. It's more silliness than anything else.
Yes, Chi-Chi-Chan is very much a gag strip. The continuity is limited. It's a four coma strip for them usually. The current story we are doing in children's book format, basically a little bit of text with a big illustration. I'm looking forward to seeing how the response is going to be to this particular story because it touches on something that I believe very strongly, and although it's going to have a lot of silliness, especially if Dark Zell does his job as an artist, it also has, in my opinion, a message that ought to be carried to everyone. And no, you don't get to hear what the message is because I want you to keep reading the comic.
Very smart.
I'm just looking through Chocolate Milkmaid. This is funny. There's like an exposition, and then like I guess the writer comes down and is given a note to Chocolate Milkmaid. Know that the exposition's taken care of. Get on with the sex already.
Yeah. Yes, that's what happens when you spend over a month with two men having writer's block at the same time.
Yeah.
If either one of us were Jim Henson, we'd have thrown a penguin in instead.
Yes.
Which could be kinky on its own.
Wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wrong.
It's bad kinky. That's the wrong kinky.
Right. And I think another.
If I was going to be kinky, I wouldn't throw a penguin in. I'd throw a prinny in there.
There you go.
Boom.
Okay, dude.
And I was thinking, I think somebody else already did that with their comic book. Could you?
I don't worry about such things.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Real quick here, a few minutes left for this section before we got to get to the news. Anything else we need to pimp real quick?
Let's see here. Our business plan is step one, produce the comics. Step two, sell stuff to pay for producing the comics. And with that in mind, we've bought up another URL domain name for our shirt line, WLPshirts.com. And I wholeheartedly encourage everybody to go there, look at the shirts, and buy.
Shameless self-promotion. All right.
Oh, no. You want shameless promotion. I've actually drawn two of our shirts so far into Peter is the Wolf.
Yeah.
I also
questionable content.
Yeah.
Even that, I mean, Squishables, from Squishables.com, they have those big plush animals. They paid for an ad, like a month ad, and I ended up drawing them into one of the side stories.
Nice.
I drew
an ad with us and get your product in the comic game.
that's a good deal, actually.
We are shameless.
We'll sell body for money. Anyway, we need to move on to the news because you know that's what we got. So you guys stick around and whatever if you got something to contribute. I'm looking over my stupid sticky notes here.
I'll speak up.
All right. Well, I'm thinking about it. If anyone's listening to this show that is pretty good at audio editing, I would like to get somebody that would like to do Webcomic Beacon mashups. That's where you take your show and you cut out the funny parts and you put them together in funny ways. And so if anyone's interested about that, I always know I like hearing some of those. So anybody out there, try to take a whack at it and see if we can make it a regular thing if it's good enough. But it might not be good enough. I mean, the show, you know, might not be good enough.
It's like you go through the whole spiel. It's like, but if you suck, we won't use it.
No, if we suck. I'm saying maybe there's not enough to make a mashup, you know, not enough good stuff.
That's always possible.
Speaking of good stuff, we remember when we had Webcomic Rescue with Minos the Minotaur?
Yeah, I like that one.
They are currently updating using some of the ideas we brainstormed with them. They even got a little link for Webcomic Rescue on their front page. And I'm actually really kind of digging it.
That's sweet.
So,
That's awesome.
So we got to pimp them out by saying, hey, check out Minos the Minotaur. And if you have a – actually, Aaron.
What?
Do your rescue spiel.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Is your comic totally host and you want to, like, quit or something? But aren't quite sure whether or not you want to quit. Maybe you should try sending us your URL, title, the genre of your comic, the style that you're trying to go for, the update schedule you're trying to go for, the reason for why you think you're doing it, and it better not be to subvert everyone to your religion, at least overtly, obviously. The reason why you think you're stuck, how long you plan on doing it, if we get you unstuck, and send all that to Fess's email at Fess's URL of his email.com.
No. Don't send it to there anymore. I'm getting too many at my regular Fessworks
send
email.
Send it to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com.
Webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. And then, but make sure
you
the title.
You son of a bitch.
Let it finish.
So, you're the webcomic version of Gordon Ramsay?
Okay, Aaron, okay.
No, Aaron, keep going.
Keep going.
You're so dead. Are you finished?
No, he's funny. Stop it.
No. No, okay. Okay, I'm bringing this up now.
I'm not finished.
Oh, fine. Hurry up.
Oh, now I have to hurry up?
Yeah.
No.
I let you guys talk for like an hour, and I just got to do my little brainstorm segment. Aaron, come do the webcomic rescue segment. Oh, but hurry up. We've been talking for an hour. Hurry up. And do your part.
And then, quit delaying.
And then, okay. Oh, now I'm delaying it.
Aaron.
I'm delaying my section out.
I'm going to play this.
Oh, no. Please don't play the things that I already know you're recording.
No, I'm gonna play the other thing.
Go ahead, play the other thing. Let's hear it.
No, finish first.
No. Go ahead. Aaron, they need to know what to do.
Okay.
Submit all that information to the webcomicbeacon.com, and we'll see if we can help you.
No, that's a website. No, webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. Remember? Okay,
yes.
But the title has to be very, very clear, because Fess has got like 100,000 teraflops of emails that go into his Gmail account, so, you know, it's really hard for him to find it. I mean, he has a ton, but he can't sort through them all. So, it has to be very clear. So don't forget, URL, title, genre, style, update, schedule, reason, blah, 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 your comic isn't doing very good.
You already said all that.
We will try to help you. I'm recapping it, in case they forgot.
We shouldn't need to have...
Interruptions!
Anyway, Aaron...
You're so far derailed.
You are... No, not really. This is going... I'm getting revenge on this. Okay, now, last week, you guys might have heard Aaron... We were talking about trying to do our own little promo section, give a little audio promo, and Aaron came up with this.
Webcomic Beacon. You hear it here. First.
Complete with his own sound effects. But I decided to take it up a level and remix the whole thing, and here we go.
Webcomic Beacon. You hear it here. First.
I can dance to that.
Web. Comic.
We need to do like a little hamster dance animation to go with it. Throw it up on. We need the paladin doing like a little jig to it. That would be beautiful.
Yeah.
Paladin dancing.
So, yeah.
Put it up on YouTube or something.
The disco thing.
I love it.
Include like special flashies and like psycho animations, strobe lights. All right, news. Oh, okay, another funny thing that happened last week. Okay. I don't usually, like, before one of the breaks say, when we come back, you'll hear StripFight.org's weekly ringside update and review. Well, it turns out that both of them last week didn't submit anything, so here I'm introducing them, and they're not, I didn't add them at all. So, sure, the one time I preemptively introduced them, they don't submit anything. That's terrible. But yeah. I left it in because it was kind of funny. Also, there might be some issues, but some people were not receiving one of the webcomic beacons, and that was, I believe, the crossover strip, number 42. It was linking to a Pirate Stay song instead because I included the MP3 in the text or something like that. So, because it only had like about only 100 downloads a week later, and it's almost getting to be a week and a half. So, which is unusual because we usually have 200 downloads by a week or a week and a half at least. And so some people aren't hearing that. Go check it out. It's worth it just to listen to Mark Savory's webcomic reviews where he talks like a pirate for 6 minutes about pirate webcomics. It's awesome. Go ahead and check it out. Also, check out our last week's show as well. These are really damn funny, I think, and I enjoy doing it as well. A funny thing, a while back we were talking about being talked about on the somethingawful.com forums, particularly the Batman's Shameful Secret comic discussion forum, particularly the Webcomics Mega Thread. Some people were kind of harsh or whatever. One person says we should improve a lot, and he said he'd listen to the show a month later and see if we've gotten better. I'm kind of thinking that he might get turned off again just because of how freaking crazy the show gets, but I don't care. We have fun, and our listeners enjoy it. I haven't heard any hate mail from anyone yet. I've heard, you know, stuff from Something Awful forums, mixed reviews, some negative stuff. It's all good. We want to try to improve a little bit, but the gig cast, we are not. And and I can't stress that enough, Tanya. That, you know, yes. The gig cast, we are not, Tanya. So when you go to co-host on somebody else's show that's not the Webcomic Beacon, it's not the Webcomic Beacon. I don't know if you knew this.
I did actually know that it wasn't the Webcomic Beacon. When I showed up, it was, you know, I don't know, very calm.
Yeah. So at some point, we're gonna steal Mad Scott. We are. Yeah.
I'm working on kidnapping him now, actually.
Well, we don't have time to have him in the show now. We're almost over.
Oh no, I don't mean today. Oh. I mean I'm working on kidnapping him for future.
Oh, your plot. Well, don't. Okay, now I got to mute this out so you don't know he doesn't know the scheme. Or maybe we should make him suspicious and paranoid. Well, maybe not by you, but. Does anybody else have some news this week? No, this time I'm asking before saying goodbye.
Oh yeah, Mega Man 9 came out. I didn't get it though because I'm thinking if they redo like a Mega Man X,
Mega Man 9 is awesome. I downloaded it; it's pretty damn fun. My brother he got to the end boss, but didn't pass it.
That game was hard as hell.
It's pretty good. Concrete Man and Galaxy Man, play them first.
Okay.
And you just grit your teeth through it. Let's see, Tanya, you have news?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell people that if they are going to be doing the 24-hour comic challenge with a group, that you need to go ahead and get signed up now because people are trying to get their sponsorship packages and everything together. And 5 a.m. sucks. It's a bad time to be alone. So it's much easier and much better with a
group. Do we have a forum yet somewhere for all of us?
I'll get something set up possibly on the geekmedia.com website since it's a fairly geeky thing to do. It's a geeky place, so I'll see if I'm about setting up at least headquarters in our personal webcomic beacon thread there. Otherwise, I think that's the best option for right now. Okay, now, I cut out maybe like about 10 minutes of stuff here, which you should go to the TalkShoe page and download the extra content for this episode because it's damn hysterical, and there's swearing, and it's funny. So anyway, what I was trying to say, which I'm going to say straight now, is going to be that we're going to be talking about more about 24-Hour Comics Day and 24-Hour Comics next week on October 5th when we record the next show. Anyway, we have to get out of here, because if we don't, I'm going to kill somebody. But we are done with the show. Thanks, Chris, for coming on.
WLPComics.com, PeterIsTheWolf.com, TheMagnificentMilkmaid.com, and WLPShirts.com.
This has been Fess of FessWorks.com.
This is Tanya of Betaphone.com.
AaronTebowComic.com.
This is Ben of PeterIsTheWolf.com.
Webcomic Beacon. You hear it here. First.
See you next week.
That's all for the Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.
Yeah.
Why do we flub? I was about to say webcomics bacon, but which would be a whole other awesome show.
Oh. I like bacon.
Mm.
There's that new religion with the bacon.
You're listening to the webcomics bacon.
Bacon. Oh God, the dogs went nuts. Okay, bye.
Webcomics bacon. You hear it here. First.
I have to go find bacon for my dogs.
Hello, Webcomic Beacon.
Hi, how are you doing? This is Kyle Sanders from Code Red Comics. I got reviewed last weekend. I don't know, I talked to Tanya about it.
Jovian Luck?
Doing some merchandising with her, yeah.
Yeah, you heard that, didn't you?
Yeah, well, it was just, I was laughing my head off because I had spent all weekend with Bobby Crosby from Last Blood and Marry Me Comics. I don't know if you've read his stuff, but
yeah.
Excellent writer. And I went through the site with all. I don't know if you're a fan or not, but he's kind of an asshole,
yeah.
And very critical. And he, you know, he tore down all my work and basically everything that you guys said I had already fixed by the time I heard your broadcast. 50 hours later, so I thought it was pretty funny, but
well, that's kind of
ironic.
That is, well, it, we really weren't tearing apart everything so much as it was those text pages.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I mean, and that's stuff I'd heard. I've seen it used.
But I seriously think if you reconstructed it, have someone make like a cool Flash intro, cinematic like. I thought it'd be a cool.
Oh, I'm doing that now, which is why that was funny. Also, I've got 10 seconds of a Flash intro made.
Awesome.
But yeah, so I thought it was all kind of amusing that, you know, you guys caught me before I was fully ready, I guess.
Well, your site just came up in the list.
Yeah, and I fixed your site for you. So that was the one thing I got that I hadn't done before.
Oh, the little navigation at the bottom?
Yeah, with the little fast forward buttons. I got a play button in there now, so. We are golden on the comic constructivism front.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling in. Catch you later.
Good luck. I'll listen to it. Take care.
All right. See ya.